like listening to it or not, is the dishes that you felt like only your mom made growing up. Like you felt as a kid, because we didn't have the internet when we were kids, that, like, I didn't think anybody in the world had ever heard of American chop suey.
Right, which I don't think I have from anybody other than you. Which, what is that again?
So, American chop suey is elbow macaroni.
Okay.
With ground beef and stewed tomatoes and some onions in there.
Dude, that's hobo stew.
Right.
By the way, I had that. I had that for the first time over the weekend.
And do you see why I say that even if it was real hobos in there, that I'd still eat it?
Yeah. Shout out to Skyway Cafe right Love next y'all. To us. But yeah, it was very, very good. I like when ground beef is very ground.
I get that.
You with me?
I am, but not in everything. Like in chili, I like for it to be like
a little more meaty. But no, yeah. This is nice because it's almost like the beef becomes part of the what's that stuff called?
Stew?
Soup?
Yeah.
Brew?
Broth?
Yeah. Broth. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
So, Mississippi pot roast is one. My mom never made Mississippi pot roast. She just made regular pot roast, which was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have it until much later in life. Like, probably the last couple of years, it seems like it's kind of become a viral recipe that people like to make.
Well, let me tell you, people out there who enjoy making recipes, it was flat out delicious. I don't know if it was the ranch packet. I don't know if it was the banana peppers or the fact that it was made by my lovely girlfriend. I loved it.
So does that mean you didn't stop and get food on the way?
I did not. I did not stop and get food on the way.
What do you serve with that? Or what did you serve? What did she serve with that?
Green beans and garlic roasted mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Does it get any better, really, than pot roast and mashed potatoes?
No.
I mean, if you're American?
No, it doesn't get much better than that. Like, that combo, especially garlic mashed potatoes and the gravy all mixes together, that puts me right in a happy place. By the way, another salmon croquettes and chicken fricassee. My mom, Sarah didn't make that. My mom, those are things that my mom made growing up.
Now, help me through a salmon croquette. All right. I don't know if we've ever had this because my mom, I don't think she ever made them, but it was almost like urban legend. Her favorite food on earth that they used to make or she used to have made for her growing up was the salmon patty, which I think is more of a southern thing. I don't know if the salmon croquette is that a Jewish thing?
I don't know.
But either way, is it canned salmon and bread like fixings and then you griddle them?
Yeah. That's disgusting.
I think my mom said that she ate them with mustard and maple syrup. I think that's a thing.
Salmon croquettes with mustard and maple syrup.
Well, these were called patties, so I don't know if there's anything in a patty that makes it more acceptable to eat with mustard and syrup, but definitely. We even tried to make them for her one year for Mother's Day, and we used fresh salmon, and I could tell she didn't like it because it's supposed to be made with canned salmon.
If you're a parent, if you're a parent who serves canned salmon to their kids, no offense to our parents' generation, they ought to lock you up and take away your kids.
I truly believe that there are probably pet foods you could find in the aisle at Publix right now that are better for you and closer to real salmon than whatever the hell they have in the can of salmon.
The mercury content is actually lower on the planet Mercury than it is in a can of canned salmon. And, but as a kid, you don't know any better. So, it's fried deliciousness.
So you ate them. This was a part of, this was something you had.
Oh, my God. My mom would make them every couple of months along with chicken noodle casserole.
Give me a...
tuna noodle casserole.
Oh, see, we've got all these weird connections that gross me out because Danielle, my wife, if there is a night where I'm really craving something, like I'm cooking a steak tonight, and she knows that she's going to be on her own, she's making tuna casserole. And if you take cheese and canned tuna and then put it in the oven with noodles, you should go to prison.
Okay, well, we need to do an episode of Wife Swap because I'm sure there's something that Sarah makes that I can't stand.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I love tuna noodle casserole.
I mean, and it I can't even wrap my head around taking tuna, a fish that's been living in a can its entire life, and then mixing it with cheese and noodles and baking it at 375 for an hour until your house smells like just the most rotten.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And don't forget the crumbled potato chips on top.
Oh. Mm. Oh, I'll have to tell her about that. I think she just goes breadcrumbs.
It's a treat. That is a total treat.
But back to the salmon things.
Yeah.
Can you give me can you show me with your hand what they look like?
Like an oval.
Are they that thick? Or is like more a patty?
It's like a patty that's an oval.
How thick? Okay. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah. Not very thick.
Yeah.
Half inch maybe.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that I felt we ate growing up that nobody else in the United States of America was eating. But it turns out that they were.
Yeah, not in my house. It was so weird. It was like my mom always talked about them, but maybe she just knew it was so gross there was no way in hell we'd ever eat it. Because me and my brother have always been turned off by canned tuna. So canned tuna, canned salmon, fish in a can, not for me.
Pretty high for a fly guy on Twitter. Mustard and maple syrup, that is a crazy patty.
I think that's true. I might have to text her and ask her because I think that is what they did. Mustard and maple syrup.
That's something. Chicken fricassee was something my mom made all the time, and man, I miss those things a lot. I'm glad my mom's still with us, but I miss that stuff a lot.
We did a lot of, like, a good staple that we had. I'm trying to think of things we didn't have. We had Hamburger Helper a lot. My mom hates when I say that, but it's true. We also had sauerkraut and kielbasa often.
Yeah, we didn't do that a lot.
Yeah, and it always had to be with white beans and cornbread. And my mom would make these big slices of onions that you're supposed to use as a spoon to eat your beans. Yeah.
Our number is 727-579-1025 if you'd like to join us in convo. Okay, so we have the we get our Mississippi pot roast, walk up to have ice cream for dessert because she lives near downtown Lakeland, so it's walking distance. Walked and got some ice cream. And then early morning, it was time for your fave, John.
Oh, hell yeah, man. How'd it go? How'd you cook your breakfast?
Okay. So we set the alarm for like 5:45.
Oh, my goodness.
So that we could drive across the state.
Oh, wow.
To De Leon Springs from Lakeland, about an hour and 45. By the way, my dad calls it salmon burger, what my mom makes.
Is she listening?
Yeah.
So she's never heard anything of the maple syrup and mustard?
She definitely didn't serve it with that. No, she would serve latkes, which are potato pancakes, with applesauce and sour cream.
Well, that's good.
But that's more of a Jewish thing. So we wake up hella early, leave Lakeland about 6:40 to get to the De Leon Springs State Park and the Sugar Mill Restaurant, where they start serving at 8 a.m. and they're on a wait by 8:30. We get there, literally we grab one of the last tables.
Oh, wow.
Like one of the last tables before they go on a wait. And then they bring out the batter, the 5-grain wheat batter and the flour batter.
Oh, wow.
Blueberries, chocolate chips, peanut butter, bananas. They bring you eggs, and I forgot that you cook the eggs yourself on
the
griddle.
You cook the eggs?
You cook the eggs, too. And and it was such a great experience, John.
Yeah, I gotta say that the picture that you posted of your lovely lady, she looks like thrilled. Did you burn her pancakes?
She hadn't eaten the pancakes yet. She, you know, nobody's very happy before they eat breakfast, and she just. She was happy.
No, I'm joking. I could tell it was more of a smirk than a frown.
Thank you.
Like she was like, we really drove 2 hours to cook our own breakfast.
I don't know why she's the guy from ZZ Top.
I think I may have already asked this, but I don't know how it played itself out in real life.
Yeah.
Is there one designated, were you the pancake daddy for the table, or do you let everybody handle their own cakes?
I'm not going to get that. What are you kidding me? I'm not letting anybody ruin the pancakes. No, this is a... I'm the pancake guy.
Oh, okay. So not everybody gets the joy of cooking their own breakfast. That's only for you.
No, I don't want them to have to exert any energy at all. I'm going to do all the work.
Well, at that point, I feel like you're kind of stealing away the one fun part of going.
Well, I let them have input on how much blueberries and how much chocolate chips would go on each one. And we got some bacon and whatnot.
So I saw on one of the comments on social media that somebody said you need to top your peanut butter with more batter so it doesn't burn.
Yeah.
Did you have a burnt peanut butter pancake?
I wouldn't say burn, but that's a good tip. That's a healthy tip.
Okay,
throw a little batter on top of the peanut butter. It was a great experience. So worth driving now in 45 minutes. Even the drive home, I was like, this was well worth it.
Do they have like a pancake guide or somebody who comes around and goes, hey buddy, time to flip there?
No,
or
dude.
Hey, you're getting a little crispy.
No.
Or hey, no, not try to flip that yet. Nah. You're gonna have a pile of mush.
Nah, fam. No, just they know the looks of a pancake expert when they see one, and they left me well enough alone.
When they give you the eggs, do they give you a whole egg, or do they bring you out like battered eggs?
No, two eggs.
Like shell and all.
Shell and all. You gotta crack them and cook them on the grill. Those left a little bit to be desired, to be frank with you.
Well,
eggs are not my specialty.
So how'd you cook them? I mean, did you just let them drizzle, or did you try to scramble them? Or?
No, I'm not going to scramble them. I tried for over medium. Turns out they're a little on the easy side of medium.
Okay.
Sarah said, I didn't even know my picture was being taken. The pancakes were awesome and worth the drive. It was an awesome day and experience. But we all know that her her face said something different.
Well, you know, like you said, she hadn't had the pancakes yet.
Hi, Drew Grubb Alive. Who are you?
I'm Gareth. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. What's up?
Not much. I have some breaking news about that missing girl in Northport. The FBI.
Yeah, I don't think we're interested, sir. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
I'm interested.
Drew Grubb Alive, hello. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Mr. Thunderbird. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mr. T-Bird?
Hey, nothing much. Man, y'all are making me hungry as hell. It's a good thing I got chicken wings. Hey.
Where'd you find chicken wings? That's like a valuable commodity in America right now. I thought we were out of chicken wings.
Well, nah, man. I just went to Publix and got myself some attention.
Oh. What do you usually get at the Publix? You get those the non-breaded baked version that are spicy? What do you get there?
I'm a non-breaded regular kind of guy.
All right.
Yeah, so I wanted to share a dish that my dad used to make me. So he was a chef for like 30 years, and he was hardcore Cuban, so we would have a lot of Cuban dishes.
Cool.
And he used to get the big pot, and he would get like chicken thighs and chicken legs, and he would cook them in like yellow rice.
Oh, yeah.
Like on the stovetop, and it was so good.
You know what'll take you right back is, I don't know if you have a Peepo's near you. There are a couple of them around town, but they do a mojo chicken with yellow rice. And I kind of think that it might bring you back to the chicken your dad used to make. It's delicious.
Yeah, I actually used to work at Peepo's. It's a summer job.
There you
Burned
go.
My hand.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks for checking in, Mr. T-Bird.
Hey, I'll see you another time. Take
All right.
care.
Guys. We'll be here.
So I don't know what the hell that guy was going to say, but the FBI has declared the Laundry household a crime scene.
A crime scene?
Yes. FBI agents swarmed Brian Laundry's home, declaring it a crime scene.
I guess if something
cover up wise took place there, then that would be a crime
scene,
right?
That's what I was kind of thinking. Like the crime didn't take place there, but the covering up of the
something.
Crime probably did. So, okay. So then we, we drive there and back. Dude, is there any more relieved feeling than when you're coming from Orlando on I-4 and the other way is backed up from Haines City to Thona to Sassa, but not the way you're going? There's like a survivor's guilt there. You know what I mean? Like a drive that took us an hour and 37 minutes could have easily taken 2 hours and 45 minutes if the backup had been our direction. And thank God it wasn't. I just thought about all those poor people and wealthy people probably who are sitting in that line of traffic from Haines City to Thono to frickin' Sassa just trying to get to Orlando. That sucks. So we make it back. I get a merciful nap in. And then it's time to go meet you guys at Janice Live.
Wait, we were at Janice Live?
I don't expect you to remember.
I remember everything up until late. But, yes.
I love when you're in rare form. And I was telling Sarah, my girlfriend, that rarely do you get both settings in rare form.
Yeah.
Like, usually one of you, like, if one of you is going to go hard,
yeah,
the other one kind of dials it back a little bit. But in this case, we got to see the very rare Mr. and Mrs. Senning locked and loaded.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly have not been in that condition in a minute.
It was glorious.
Yeah, it was, you know,
glorious.
I don't know what brought it out of me, but I was feeling it.
So we did stage announcements for Sarah Nation, for Joe Sambo, and for, I'm going to get it this time. I have a mental block against this girl's name. Something Lane. It's not Chelsea Lane. Not, what's her name, John?
Sierra Lane.
Why can't I remember that? Sierra Lane. Very talented young lady. And we hooked up with Micah.
Against the security's discretion.
Security had her in a suite, and we had crew passes, so we couldn't go where she was, and she couldn't go where we were, so we all had to go downstairs in general and just, you know, mingle about.
Dude, if being safe is important to you, and it good job to the security there on Saturday night, because they were very attentive.
Vigilant. Vigilant Security at Janice on Friday night. And so we got to hang with Micah. We had an absolute blast. Joe Sambo, in my opinion, stole the show. That guy is unbelievable. Such a talented, talented dude. And Syrah Nation was great. They had something special at the very end. Their bassist was proposed to by their guitarist.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. Man, what a cool moment.
What is the and you know, they're all great. We love them.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, many years of happiness and success. But if you're in a band and you are married,
oh man.
I mean, how does that work? I mean, long term. I mean, they're still kind of in the infancy of being a band in the sense of, you know, the longest tours of their life are probably still ahead of them.
Sure.
Has it ever been done really? Fleetwood Mac, they were together for a period, right?
Well, Fleetwood Mac, there's a lot of interpersonal dynamics in the band. Like Lindsay was with Stevie, and then Mick was with Christine, and there's a lot of intermingling there.
Who would be the most famous band with married members? Is that even a thing?
It is. I would say, is ABBA, are they married?
Hmm.
You wouldn't know.
No. Are those all women?
No, they're two couples, and I believe they were married, if I'm not mistaken. Bjorn and Frida, and then the other two.
Well, two couples, that seems like a dynamic that you could pull off. Two couples, you're just always living the couple life, okay? Yeah. It's that's what we are. It's another thing when you've got other personalities that are not living the couple's life.
True.
And, I don't know. I'm sure if anybody can do it, they can do it, but it's a very interesting dynamic.
That it is, and it's got to be very, very difficult. So thanks to everybody who said hello there. We afterwards went over to Pelican Pub, had a beverage, saw an old friend who...
Hell of a vibe in there.
It was a hell of a vibe in there indeed. Saw a dude who the last time I saw him, he said he can't F-U-X with me, but this time was all cool.
That was like 5 years ago?
That was at least five, if not 6 years ago.
Dude, time heals all wounds.
Doesn't it?
It really truly does.
Doesn't it? I mean, it was really, really great to see him and catch up with him. And then we got what John said would be the best slice in downtown St. Pete. And I have to say, on National Pepperoni Pizza Day, which is today, I had a kick-ass slice of pepperoni pizza. And I don't know that you can find a better one in downtown St. Pete than the one we had.
I absolutely love that pie so, so much. And it's first of all, they get it out incredibly fast, which when it's that time of night, that's key. But it's the crispiness. Something about the crisp. It's some of the thinnest pizza you will find, but it has a crisp that is just little, just can't be beat, and I stand by it. Best slice in St. Pete, and I needed everybody to know that on Saturday.
Well, we did, and we succumbed to your persuasion.
Yeah, I felt like I could have been kicked out.
No, no, no. You were great. You were free. You were freaking awesome. Yeah. And then we said our farewells, and then you proceeded to go to the Bucks game yesterday. Shout out to Jared, just the Ride or Die TB on Twitter. Hell of a guy who did not deserve what ended up happening to him at the game.
I felt so damn bad, and I still feel bad because I wanted to try and rack my brain. Pretty much what happened is Jared is the man. He invites us. He's got season tickets. He's invited us to. We've been to both games, and we left a little bit early. When we went to go leave, His car was blocked in. First of all, who the hell does that? Who parks right behind a vehicle? So he's parked this way, and the other car parks sideways.
Animals.
Right behind him. So I text him. I say, hey, dude, bad news. Your car is blocked in.
Yeah.
And little did I know, because I didn't look that closely, it was much worse than that, because somebody had slashed two of his tires. And without giving you the entire story, I'm pretty sure that Jared did not make it home until 6 o'clock this morning, which is just an absolute travesty.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
He's such a great guy. He doesn't deserve that.
Side note that I can't believe I haven't told you yet. Are you familiar with Pastor Troy?
The rapper?
Yeah. So this area where we park, it's right across from a spot that hosts the other team, the away team's big party. So they had the Atlanta Falcons huge tailgate literally right there next to us, and they had Pastor Troy performing. It was a hell of a spectacle.
That's something.
It really, I mean, I wish I could hard sell you until I was highly impressed, but it was just the fact that Pastor Troy was there.
The Pastor Troy.
Oh, wait. I was going to sing one of his songs, then I remembered I can't remember.
Great game. Very exciting. Brady's on another level, man.
A little more exciting than maybe I would have liked. By the end of it, it still looked like a beatdown. But, man, there for a second, it was a little more nerve-wracking than I would have appreciated.
Drew Gobble Live, hello, who are you?
This is Dave. How you guys doing?
Hi, Dave. What's up, bud? We're good. Thank you.
A couple of married couples, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. That's a good one.
And Blondie and her guitarist. I don't know his name. They've been together quite a long time, too.
Chris, I think. Yeah, they have. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. Hi, Drew Gobble Live.
What's up, fellas? It's Carmine.
Hey, Carmine. How you doing?
Not bad. I figured, you know, this is a great topic for you guys to do a game with. Married couples that were musical acts.
All right. We'll get on that.
Well, how about you build it? Yeah. How about you make the game and send it to us, and then we'll do Carmine Presents. Come up with a fun name that rhymes and everything. You send it in. You'll get full billing, and we'll do it.
Carmine Presents Married or Buried.
Yes.
This band either has a couple that is married or someone that is dead.
Love it.
And it's an audio game. Get working on that, Carmine. Yeah. It'll be like Saltwater Hippie presents Serenation at Janice
exactly.
Live. I've never experienced a bar presenting a band at a bar that is not that bar.
Well, Saltwater Hippie is I think the bar is kind of an afterthought. Saltwater Hippie is really like a lifestyle brand. They've got they kind of seem to own Madeira Beach now. But yeah, it's a clothing line and a bunch of things that come along with it. So I think that the bar is more of just another thing that they do when really it's a clothing line and man, Kenny and Jerry and Trey, they just own Madeira Beach right now and they do a lot of good stuff.
If you want to see a video of Micah Rotunda, our friend and former showmate, being tempted by John to try a bite of pizza for the first time in about 15 years, it's on the Drew Garabo Live Facebook page.
So let me ask you this, because I told you that Micah texted me first thing yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And I told you what you texted me about. But when I first got the text, it was a singular text that said, yo. I thought she was going to be mad that you shared that video.
Oh, well, I didn't share her saying the F word.
Were we sworn to secrecy on that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, no. I made that up in my own mind. Like, we already established that I can't remember much, but I thought I was like, we'll never tell anybody.
Oh, no.
If you do this, don't worry about it. So then when I saw the video, I was like, I have this little vague memory that we promised her we wouldn't tell anybody.
I mean, you might have said that, but I didn't hear that. Drew Grab Alive, hello, who are you? Hello. Hi, what's your name?
Christine.
Hey, Christine, what's going on? It's John and Drew.
Holy mackerel. I'm sorry. Let me transfer you to my phone. I know you hate listening on the car phone.
Oh, you're good.
I just want to know if you can get your mom to put the chicken fricassee recipe online.
Oh, all right. First, I'd have to get my mom online. But yeah, I can put that on the Drew Garabo Live Facebook page. Sure. You like a nice chicken fricassee?
I do. I love it.
Hers was not the traditional chicken fricassee that you might see at a Cuban place where they have like almost a tomato-y, brothy stew that it goes with. Hers
was a little different.
Okay, good. Yeah, hers was a little different.
My grandmother's wasn't either. She used white wine and she was Russian.
Oh, yeah. My mom, not quite Russian, maybe. Maybe there's some Russian Jew in there somewhere. I don't know. But I'll have her give me the recipe and I'll put it up on the Drew Garabo Live Facebook page. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you back. Thank you. When we come back. Today's a pretty epic day. Like Monday's, it's nice to have a little the spring in your step. And I'm embarrassed to say that I've never seen this musical act live before, even though I would put them in my top 50 artists of all time. Definitely one of the top five artists of the 80s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is cool. This is very cool.
Hell yeah. And it's next on Drew Garabo Live. So Safe Touch has been around in Florida for a long time, and the company is very sound. Lester Jackson, the license holder, works in this business every day. He is the heart and soul of Safe Touch. Their license number, EF0000233. That means there are only 232 people ahead of Lester when he got his license. Safe Touch has been in business for 35 years with no stockholders, no investors to account to. They always do what's best for the customer. They make sure everyone who comes into your home is a registered agent with a full background check. They don't subcontract out. their monitoring center is UL approved. That means the strictest guidelines set forth by Underwriter Laboratories. There are only two security companies in Florida that meet the UL requirements. SafeTouch is one of them. Call 1-888-723-8682 and mention the promo code Tampa. Other companies will offer you no contracts, but you need to be aware as soon as you click yes on those terms and agreements, that protects the company, not you. 888-723-8682. Promo code Tampa or go to safetouch.com right now.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.